United Nations relief workers get a bird's-eye view of Miwit County that's inundated with water in Upper Nile State. They have come to see hundreds of people who have been displaced by floods and have gathered at a dry part of the county. Women and children are among the displaced people sitting under the shade of trees. One of the displaced women is Nyanbit Tut.
We came here because of water. Water destroyed our home. This is why we came here to this dry place. We lost our properties. Everything we have was destroyed by water. We need food and shelter.
Unfortunately for the displaced people of Miwit, their ordeal is not going to be over soon, as Gadith Bol, commissioner of the county, explains.
The situation has not changed. In fact, it is keeping deteriorating almost on a daily basis. You can see this is what we have gone through for the last 11 days, and we are expecting more as this is the beginning of the rainy season in Miwit County. So the rain started earlier this time, and we expect it to continue. Then we don't know when it's going to stop.
Caroline Opuk, a return and reintegration officer of the UN mission in South Sudan, says this is a recurring problem.
We see people lose property, we see people's houses destroyed, we see them displaced, we see waterborne diseases, we see malaria, and year in, year out, we are doing the same things. We take them non-food items, we take them medicine.
Humanitarian agencies have made some observations about the effects of the floods in East Central Africa, where South Sudan is located, Ms. Opuk adds.
The effects of these floods can be minimized. And especially knowing that these are low-lying areas, knowing that every rainy season this will happen, knowing that the effects will still be the same. So yes, there will be some responses. There will be responses especially with issues of treatment for malaria, prevention of waterborne diseases. There will be some bit of a response in issues of households that have lost a bit of their food.
According to the United Nations Humanitarian Agency, this year's floods in that part of Africa are the worst in two decades. The agency says that people in South Sudan fear more rains from across the neighboring Ethiopian highlands. Jerry Adams, United Nations.